Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Well, Francis, welcome back to Life Study.
Thank you for inviting me back. I enjoy being here.
I think there will be a surprising program. I really hope our listeners will stay tuned hearing such a verse. Oh, I know what it is to receive Christ. I received him years ago. But really, I think we're all in for something new today, aren't we?
Yes, I know that this is going to be a fresh revelation to many who really love the Lord.
You know, I mentioned in the introduction, Francis, that the Christ that we have received and are receiving has dimensions that surpass the universe. That comes from Ephesians chapter 3. Let me just point out a couple of verses here that I think will help to emphasize this point as we get to Witness Lee's first portion. In verse 16, beginning there, it says, "That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are." Quite a Christ, immeasurable, Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Witness Lee.
In verse 6 of chapter 1 of Colossians, you do have this strong point that says, "As therefore you have received him, you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him." You can see the walking is based upon the receiving. As we have received Christ, walk in him. If there is no receiving, spontaneously, no walking. Walking comes out of receiving. Receiving issues in walking. Many of the believers may think to receive Christ is to believe in him. Actually, it's not that simple. Then you may say, "My brother Lee, to receive Christ is not that hard, that complicated, because Christ is so simple." No, Christ is not simple. Christ is simple in your mentality. Since my youth, I knew just to believe the Savior, Jesus Christ. He was the Son of God, and he loved us. He came to save us. If we believe what he is, we got saved. It was that simple. But listen, this word "receive" is used not in that simple way. It is used in such a book that gives us extensive revelation of an extensive Christ. The extensive Christ is much bigger than the heavens. The heavens are just part of the universe, right? But Christ is even more extensive than the universe. I believe it was in 1963 by the observatory in Los Angeles. They put out a record according to their observation. Listen, 240 million of solar systems form one galaxy. Then 40 billion, not millions, 40 billion galaxies form the unique center. This is the universe. All the breadth, all the length, all the height, all the depth. This is Christ in Ephesians 3. This is the one whom you have received and whom you are going to receive. And whom you are receiving. And you have to realize this receiving will continue till eternity. It doesn't mean you have received once for all. No, this receiving is just like breathing. I don't like to have an end of my breathing. Do you?
Well, Francis, as we pointed out, and he illustrated graphically here, we have a Christ that's bigger than the universe, yet the Bible says that we have received him. You know, it's easy to take a term like this for granted, as he pointed out. We just believe in him, and right away we receive him. But if we consider what it is for a moment, what it is to receive a vast, extensive Christ like this into our very being, we have to realize it's not nearly so simple, is it?
Not at all. It's not nearly so simple as most of us, I would say maybe all of us, believed. And of course, in a sense, that's very good, because to believe in him and receive him initially is a simple act. But the Christ we're receiving is much, much more than we ever thought.
Right.
And this revelation coming through Colossians and being explained through Brother Lee and in the ministry is far more vast than we ever dreamed. This Christ is God's history, is God's mystery, is the mystery of God and the history of God. So we have a marvelous message to see what a vast Christ this is that we receive. And it's not that we receive him once for all. We receive him continually. I think we'll see in this message more graphically some of the illustrations of how we continually receive this wonderful Christ.
Francis, yeah, I thought that his just that little mention right at the end, he likened the receiving of Christ to the way we receive air by breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Surely this is not a once and for all operation. If it is, our for all isn't going to be very much for all, is it?
That's right. It won't be here for long. But because we can receive him as the Spirit, we can continually receive him for our whole lifetime.
We're going to spend the entire program on this point of receiving today. In this section coming up, Francis, he's going to illustrate very graphically that there's only one way for us finite human beings to receive the infinite God, and that is we have to use what God has equipped us with as a receiver to receive him. This is marvelous. I hope our listeners will really stay focused for this.
Yes, I hope so.
I tell you, the very Christ whom you have received is altogether not simple. He is the mystery of God. You just consider, is God simple? God is unlimited, eternal. How could such a one be simple? He's not simple. And he, such an eternal, infinite, immeasurable God, has a good pleasure. God has his heart's desire. He has a good pleasure. Based upon his good pleasure, he made a plan. He made an eternal purpose based upon his good pleasure. And the purpose was to have a group of living beings to be his corporate expression. And for the existence of this group of living beings, there is the need of an earth. And for the earth, there's the need of the heavens. And for the heavens, there's the need of a universe. So I tell you, he came in to create. He created heaven. He created the earth. He created atoms. Right at the center of all this creation, he created man. And in man, within man, he created a receiver. Man, created by God, has a receiver. What is the receiver? Our spirit. You read Zechariah 12:1. It lists our human spirit with the heavens and the earth. It says, God stretched the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth and also made the spirit of man. Only three things in this universe are crucial. The heavens, the earth, and the human spirit. Why? Because the human spirit is made specifically, purposely, definitely, exactly as receiver to receive what? God.
Francis, I want to read this verse again that he just quoted here in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1. I remember, and I'm sure you do, seeing him use this verse many times over the years. It was, I think, a verse he favored because it was so graphic, but he would often do it on the board with some concentric lines or circles, similar to a bullseye. And I would like our listeners to sort of picture a bullseye as we read this verse again. I think that will help make the point. And then I just ask you to comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
Zechariah 12:1 says, "Thus declares Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him."
My, what a verse.
Yeah.
Stretched forth the heavens. That's a majestic term. And then something so solid laid the foundation of the earth. These are majestic acts. And then, very skillfully, he formed the spirit of man within him. It was years, Chris, before I discovered that I have a human spirit, and that is where the Lord is, that I received, and keep receiving. So I just feel like this is one of the most enlightening discoveries in the whole Bible. This verse really points out what's vital, what's important. The heavens are for the earth is for man, and man is for God. Because he has a spirit. So these three things, the heavens, the earth, and man's spirit, are crucial to really experiencing anything in the Christian life.
As Zechariah is presenting this, you know, it's interesting. He's definitely focusing with each subsequent item that he mentions, as you pointed out, stretching forth the heavens and then the foundations of the earth. But then he goes right to the spirit of man. He bypasses the mind. He bypasses what we might consider to be quite lofty and wonderful and goes right to the spirit as the inner circle on the bullseye, so to speak.
Right.
This needs to be our focus too, doesn't it?
That's right. Without that, we will really miss the target.
You know, Francis, in this coming portion, we have a wonderful graphic illustration about the Spirit and how it relates to our opening segment today related to receiving Christ. And the point of Zechariah 12:1, the reason why God's focus, as clearly portrayed in that verse, is man's spirit, is because, as Witness Lee just said, that is the very organ, spot within man, whereby man can receive such an infinite, eternal, immeasurable God. And we want to see that in a clear way, don't we?
Yes, we do. We talk about receiving air into our lungs. We don't think too much about the lungs, but we know the function of the lungs is so vital to us.
Right.
To be able to breathe, to be able to receive air continually, our whole lifetime, even when we're asleep, we're still receiving this air into us. And this is a very rich picture, I think, which will come out in this section of Brother Lee's speaking.
We need to set it up a little bit. Witness Lee gave this message in 1979, and back in 1979, as you and I can well remember, but maybe some of our younger listeners might not, things like the Walkmans, these devices that all the young people carry around listening to their CDs and that, were not on the scene in those days, but they had another device, a little radio, portable radio, and they were called transistor radios, or by short, they were just called transistors. So when he uses that phrase in this coming segment, what he's really referring to is a transistor radio. And I think the rest of the illustration will speak very much for itself. It's graphic, it's marvelous, and we just commend it to you for your enjoyment. I think it'll be a big help to all our listeners.
It is easy to illustrate this today because we do have the transistor. A transistor has a little receiver. To receive what? Actually, nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows. But anyhow, something there. Something there in there. If you have this receiver in your transistor, I tell you, Italian music comes in. Oh, the Japanese dancing, ting-ting-tang, come in. Believe or not, a lot of things comes in from there. Because within the transistor, there is a little receiver. You may have a wonderful transistor box. It may be made of gold, I don't know. Very excellent but the receiver within. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I tell so many professors, doctor degree people, they're all golden boxes. Wonderful, excellent doctor degree, but their spirit all damaged. I tell you, without the receiver of the transistor, and you told me, you listen to this little thing, you will hear Italian music, and you will hear Japanese dancing. I would say you are just superstitious. I don't believe in these things. And so you play it, doesn't work. Then I say, you see, there's no Italian music in the air. You tell me, is there or is there not? Surely there is. It is there. Italian music, Japanese dancing, it's all in the air. But to you, there's nothing. Why to you there's nothing? Because your little receiver was damaged. So today you talk to those atheists, they say, no God. No God. Why no God? Because they don't have the substantiating receiver. When this recipient of the little transistor is repaired, then it works right away. Oh, all the Italian music, French music, Japanese dancing, German shouting, all come in. How about this? You know, the most vital thing is that you just learn how to tune your spirit. And to tune your spirit to the right number. The unique way to exercise your spirit is what? It's just to pray. Pray from your spirit. You pray to contact the Lord. You could, Lord, with your spirit rightly tuned, fully open. You just go to Him from your spirit directly. And you worship Him. And you give Him your praises, your thanksgivings. And you just look to Him directly from your spirit. I cannot tell you how to pray, how to praise, how to thank Him, but when you get the right spirit directly toward Him, I tell you, you will have a lot of things to say. You will have a lot of things to say. By that time, oh, the transistor receives all the what you call the electrical wave from the heaven. You receive Him. You just receive Him.
Well, Brother Francis, that's one of the classic illustrations in this ministry. I remember hearing it the first time years ago, and the lights just went on. And I think that for anybody listening today, if they really picked up what he was saying, lights had to go on.
That's right.
Radio waves are certainly a mystery. We can't see them. They're in this room just now, and we believe in them, certainly, or we wouldn't be putting this program out every day over the radio waves. But if radio is such a mystery, and yet we're able to receive it, if we have a proper receiver, how much more do we need a proper receiver to receive the mysterious God, Francis?
My, since He is so marvelous, so vast, so extensive, it's just impossible to imagine how we would receive Him in any other way. He's not in all our thoughts.
That's right.
But He did give us, and He created in us, a spirit, which is a receiver, and a receiver that will receive God.
Right.
And this God, and though He's so vast, this receiver has the capacity to receive Him and continually receive Him, not just one time, but continually, just like, as you mentioned earlier, like breathing. So I know when I go to sleep, I still breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Because my lungs still function to take in the breath. Now, if I get this way of receiving this vast, wonderful person, I can be receiving Him continually and continuously. From now on, my whole life, I can receive more and more of this wonderful person and all of His characteristics, all that He is, all His attributes, all His virtues can be received by breathing Him in. And this breathing is really our praying. When we pray, we exercise this organ, and it repairs this organ that was damaged and makes it possible for us to receive more and more of this extensive Christ, this wonderful, all-inclusive person into our being.
Hmm. His use of the example about the atheist here I thought was really appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
If the radio is not working, if it's not on, to the person who's not familiar, those waves are just not real, are they?
That's right.
But nonetheless, they fill the air.
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded by them. And to the atheist or the unbeliever, God is just not real. Nonetheless, he's in the air, and he surrounds us in the same way as the Spirit. We have to get them and ourselves to this receiver each day and have it switched on and properly tuned.
Right.
And this mysterious, vast, immeasurable God.
Very, very good and strong.
Yeah.
The receiver must be exercised, must be tuned, and must be proper.
Francis, I hope our listeners will take our invitation seriously today to contact us about not only this printed material, this message particularly, but we have so many resources within Living Stream Ministry related to this matter of the human spirit,
mm-hmm.
and very practical presentations that can help you, help your friends, your family members, and even unbelievers come to know the Lord in this kind of genuine living way where it's not dependent upon your ability to persuade and convince them that God is real. Once the receiver in their being is switched on, they have all the evidence they need.
That's right. So that's the reason it's so wonderful that the Lord says that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So our spirit gets restored for its function when we receive this wonderful person in us. We have to use the Spirit, but the coming in of the life of the Lord really is the repairing of our spirit to be receiving all the riches that are in Christ. So we can continually receive them. He's eternal, and he's so vast and so extensive. There's no end to his transmitting. And with us, there's no reason to bring an end to our receiving. We just need to exercise our receiving organ.
Hmm. Really so. Thank you, Francis, for your help today. And keep your receiver on.
That's what I want to do, learn how to keep my receiver on.
For Francis Baltadam, Chris Wilde, thank you for listening.